This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set, cocked, locked. Hour number two of USAprepares.com. I was hoping to chat with our engineer during the top of the hour broadcast commercials and news. Do we have Parker Stevens with us? Yeah. He was going to call in. He was let me tell you about Parker Stevens. Now, I got a call this week at home, and this gentleman said, "What time's your meetup in Springfield?" And I said, "Oh, geez, you know, we haven't had meetups for a while, and we've had them every Friday for years, and then we had them, you know, on Mondays." And then I had to explain to him that, and I reluctantly did it, but I said, "Geez, I feel really terrible that, you know, you're coming from way out of state and you want to come to a meetup, and it should be wonderful to meet you in Springfield, Missouri, but we haven't had them." And then I told him the story about how Dr. Norman Shealy wanted to demonstrate medical healing remotely, so he brought his equipment in, his electronic equipment to measure, you know, heart rates and things like that. And so he did this, and he proved that it worked. He got volunteers from our class, from the meetup class, and he demonstrated this from a person who was healing, lowering blood pressure and things like that in another room. And so, as a result of that, the class saw it. And then Dr. Shealy does not like to drive, you know, in the dark. So he, you know, left maybe 7 o'clock that evening after his demonstration and seminar. And the group decided that they didn't like that. Then they took a vote to ban Dr. Shealy from the USA Prepares meetup. And I was like outraged. Like, who do these students think they are, banning senior, we'll call Dr. Shealy, certainly a senior instructor, but senior counsel here at USA Prepares? So they banned him. Well, my outrage was certainly not unanswered. And so the group decided to ban me, too. So we have. So I was banned from my own meetup by the people who we were helping. And that, you know, it goes to show you that no good deed goes unpunished. And I decided that. What was I thinking? What was I thinking, trying to help people? You know, I didn't charge people to come to the meetups. I volunteered my time. It cost me money to go there. And I was given a free dinner, you know, for bringing all of my meetup group to the restaurant. They gave me a free dinner, but I wouldn't accept it. So what I did was I had a raffle, and we passed out raffle tickets, which I bought. And I gave away my free dinner, which they never even really knew that it was my free dinner. But I gave away my free dinner every meetup to one of them. And how could this possibly happen? How is it possible that our meetup group would determine that free medical advice 4 times a year from Dr. Norman Shealy, free diagnoses of their aches and pains, deserved throwing Dr. Norman Shealy overboard? How is that possible? Dr. Shealy's been with us for as long as I've been broadcasting. 6 years. That's what they did. And they threw me overboard, too. And I just can't believe it. Now, these are the same people. It sounds like I'm just kind of whining. I'm not whining. What I'm trying to do is I'm trying to explain what people are really like. I'm trying to explain that if you think there are going to be people who are out there for you in your time of need, and before your time of need, they say, yeah, we're with you. We're with you. You know, we're alongside you. We're behind you. I think the expression might be, we're behind you 110% or 200%. I mean, how's that possible? But, you know, that's what they claim. Well, I can tell you that I very rarely see it. I'm straining my brain trying to think of one instance where I've seen it. Well, so the story goes on. Of course, Dr. Shealy and I are banned from our own meetups, and we decided that, you know, we're not doing them anymore. Well, during one of the meetups, there was a man who needed some help. And let me tell you the beginning of the story first. So for, 5 years or so, I would say to the meetup group, I'm glad you're all here. Now, it seems like we're all in this together, right? Right. Yep. Well, what if one of us were in need? Would the rest of us come to that person's rescue? Oh, yeah. Yeah. Uh-huh. Sure. Absolutely. Uh-huh. Yep. Well, one night, you know, after me saying that, roughly every 3 months, just to get a handle that, yeah, we're still in this together. Some were lived on farms, some lived in town, some lived in apartments, some shared living arrangements with other people. Different walks of life, all very bright people, no question about it. All researchers, keyboard warriors, people who would read the news and report the news. And I would give everyone an opportunity at every meetup to share whatever they thought we needed to know about. So everybody had a chance at the microphone if he or she wanted it. It was kind of a no rules meetup. And I would have a seminar prepared every single time, and we would have instructors who would make presentations at these seminars every week. You've heard the names. Larry Nichols. He was with us many times there via Skype. Aaron Dakins via Skype, DCN broadcaster. John Reagan was there in person. Dr. Shealy was there in person. Dr. Joel Wallach was there in person many times. Dr. Richard Allen Miller, Matt Stein. As a matter of fact, almost every one of your instructors was at one meetup at least. We've had as many as 300 people at a meetup, and most of them were instructors at one time, you know, like before an expo. What happened was there was this guy. I liked this guy, middle-aged guy, clean cut, kind of looked like a cowboy, just kind of like a cowboy. And I said to him one night at the meetup, "So where do you live?" He pointed out the window, and he said, "Out there. Over there." And I was trying to figure out what that meant. Does that mean north? Does that mean, what does that mean? So I said, "What do you mean?" He said, "In my van." I said, is there anything we can do to help you? Now I'm paraphrasing. This was, probably a year and a half ago at least. I said, it'd be nice to have a home base, a place to park, you know, rather than finding different parking lots every night. So he was a former truck driver, retired. Gave presentations at the meetups. He wasn't just some guy that would sit down with us and have a cup of coffee and, you know, a salad or a meal. He was an active participant. He would communicate effectively. Very, very bright and articulate. Clean cut. He didn't look homeless. You know, if a member of the meetup group were asked, okay, here's... Here's a sheet of paper. Write down the homeless person who's in this room. He would not be selected. So he told me that he'd like to have a home base, and what he would do is help maintain wherever it was that he would park his van. He didn't want anything but a parking space. That's all. He didn't want to move in, didn't want to use the laundry, didn't want to use a shower, didn't want a bedroom, just need a place to park. So I mentioned to the group that one of us, you know, has a situation. I didn't say who. And he could use a place to call his base of operations. He wasn't running a business. He just wanted a place to park and sleep. That was the same place night after night after night. Well, of all these people who have been to the meetup year after year after year after year, who affirmed an oath, almost, that they would, you know, come to the rescue of us should one of us need help. Nobody. Nobody would help him. Now, you might ask, Vinny, why didn't you help him? Well, he wanted to be in Springfield Village. He didn't want to be out in the middle of nowhere. But he said, you know, he'd be, if it were a farm, you know, near Springfield, that would work. I'm an hour away from Springfield. So, nobody would help him. What I'm trying to say, class, is you just might be on your own. You just might be on your own. Actually, yeah, I'd say you are on your own. So keep that in mind. We'll be right back. I'm Vin Finelli.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Message and data rates may apply.
Warning. Texting while driving is illegal just about everywhere. So if you want to take advantage of a life-changing LASIK offer, pull over when you can, because a special opportunity is just one text away. The LASIK Vision Institute is offering absolutely free evaluations and dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK. Text the keyword CLEAR55 to 350350 to get the benefit of FDA-approved LASIK technology that gives the majority of patients 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Text to schedule your free appointment to see if LASIK is right for you. When you text CLEAR55 to 350350, you'll also get an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over 1 million procedures. Today, it's your turn. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you've always wanted for a fraction of what others charge. This great offer is just a text away. Text CLEAR55 to 350350. That's CLEAR55 to 350350.
Katie Armor has been on a mission to manufacture the most comfortable body armor on the market, and we've succeeded. With the release of our CQB technology, we now offer the most comfortable, concealable rifle threat body armor available. Things may look good now, but what if you need added protection? Get your very own concealable rifle threat armor today at katiearmor.com. And for a limited time, get all plates at wholesale pricing only at catiarmor.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is...
The stores I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
Very good. We'll talk about tip
sites. Okay.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
You know, class, you're hearing this live. And, you know, USA prepares just like no safety net whatsoever. And something happened. I'm not sure what. Parker Stevens was scheduled to be with us today, and we were going to talk about survival kits and what you need in them, and you know, when you're traveling. I mean, there's so many situations where it's necessary to be prepared. Like, for example, in the trunk of my old 1996 Mercedes diesel, you know, I've got water, I've got food, I've got blankets, I've got sockets, wrenches, and breaker bars, jumper cables, oil, you know, pretty much everything I think I might need, including extra serpentine belt and extra idler pulley for the serpentine belt, you know, the water pump and the air conditioning compressor and fan and those kinds of things, alternator. So I've got everything I could think of that might fail. And we were going to talk about those kinds of things. Now, here's who we are here at USA Prepares. During the last break we had, I asked Patrick, our engineer, to call Parker Stevens. I gave him his number, and he made several phone calls, and couldn't get through to Parker Stevens. I hope Parker Stevens is okay. He's a nice guy. And he was going to be on for the very first time today, and I haven't heard from him. So maybe something, you know, serious happened. I hope that's not the case. I hope he's okay. But I don't know. So who's Patrick? Well, Patrick is our engineer.
Yep.
And Patrick said, I'll be your guest. Now, that's who we are here at USA Prepares. You know, those of us who are serious about preparedness, and we are, my number is 1 in 1,000. So here, Patrick and I have never broadcast together, never worked together other than him being the engineer talking for a couple minutes, you know, before a broadcast. That's it. And he jumped at the chance to be on the air. Welcome, Patrick.
Thank you.
That is, you know, it is so kind.
Can you hear me all right?
Yeah.
Cool.
I can hear you just great. So I want to thank you. And class, let me tell you, the broadcast engineers are critical, vital in what we do here. As a matter of fact, Patrick, last night I was talking to the chief engineer, George,
okay,
at GCN.
Yeah, he's a really cool guy.
Yeah, he is a really cool guy. And I was explaining to him how much I appreciate what you guys do who engineer the daily broadcast with me. And he thought that was kind of nice that I was thanking him for your service. And I meant it. I meant it. Well, here's what happened. So I said, George, I know you're really busy. I mean, I know you're really, really busy. How'd you like to come on here with me one day and talk about how this broadcast network works? You know, somebody calls up. Where do they go? Where do they end up? How does it work? How do I answer the call from my end here, you know, 1,000 miles away? How does that happen? What happens with the signal? How does it get on the internet? How does it get on the listen line? How does all this happen? What about the delay? You know, is there a delay?
Yeah. There's
and you know what he said?
Delay. What did he say? Yeah.
Well, I was kind of impressed. He said, yeah, let's do it. Can you imagine? Like, he's one of the most busy guys there, isn't he?
Yeah, he is.
Yeah. And he said he's a night owl. He works, you know, really late at night because he's the guy that makes sure all the commercials get inserted in the right place, the right frequency, the right days. They start at the right time. They end at the right time. All those things, right?
He programs things and, like, builds all the stuff. And, like, I don't know if you've seen pictures of the studio, but it's pretty amazing. And it's all, like, his, like, big project. It's really impressive. Mm-hmm. From, like, building if there's something missing between two audio components, like, making it so they can interact and, like, soldering all the stuff down to, like, mm-hmm. Yeah, the thing that's like a playlist that I'm looking at now that brings us into breaks and stuff, like, yeah, he built that program.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of which...
it just launched it.
Yeah.
Yeah. The software launched it. Well, Patrick and I will be right back. Let's talk a little bit about what you do and how it works.
Okay.
Patrick, engineer at GCN.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra-large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm from everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Have you ever wondered who the second person to discover gravity was? When you're in the mood for a treat, would you go to the second best bakery in town? Or how about the name John Breckinridge? Recognize it? If you don't, that's because he came in second to Abraham Lincoln. The firsts are first for a reason. Just how ID Stronghold was the first to create the technology to protect your credit cards from thieves with RFID chip scanners. ID Stronghold products block signals from those scanners, so thieves can't capture your critical data. Get a stronghold on your personal information and protect your family too. Don't settle for the second best wallet. Pick up ID Stronghold wallets for everyone on your list this holiday season. They're the perfect stocking stuffer, with leather wallets starting as low as $20 on Walmart.com, eBay, Amazon, and QVC. Save 10% by using coupon code PRESENT for a limited time. That's coupon code PRESENT, only on IDStronghold.com. IDStronghold.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Yeah, educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
All right, so this is USA Prepares. I'm Patrick Allen. I'm here with Vincent Finelli on his show, USA Prepares. We were just talking during the break. And that's all I got, Vince. Just hit a brick wall there. Can't you know, do you as well as you can.
I said to Patrick during the break, he and I were chatting, you know, on the back channel. I said, and by the way, we've never met each other. And this is the amount of time that Patrick and I are spending with you today, I mean, so far, is the most we've ever spent. So this is all off the cuff, and there's no script. And this is, this is radio without a safety net. And so one of the things that I asked Patrick to do during the break, I said, how would you like to take us back from the break? Why don't you do it? I said, okay. So was that a first, Patrick?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. All right. Well, let me ask you. When first thing in the morning, and let me explain what happens from my perspective. I come into the studio an hour early. The studio is at my farmhouse, and I've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 monitors in front of me, multiple keyboards, a mixer with sliders, a couple JBL speakers, a stereo system that lets me play the broadcast during the commercial so I don't have to have the headphones on. I've got a headphone amplifier. It's made by a company called Behringer.
Yep.
It's got four channels. I have two of them in case the first one breaks, seriously. And I have a network switch. I have a Gentner device so I can answer the phone. And I've got some power switches and a telephone and a microphone on a boom. That's what I have in front of me. And so I come into the studio an hour early at least, and I set up the computers, get everybody powered up, and I do my finalization of my broadcast notes, things that I'd like to talk about. If it's Dr. Joel Wallach, for example, as in hour number one, I will have my questions from the week, and I will have them compiled into a final list, and I will have them ready, okay? And typically I make sure that the instructors are going to be here. And I did today for our instructor who was Parker Stevens. And I made sure he was going to be here and something happened because I don't leave things to chance. You know, I talked to them. I even called before the broadcast started well over an hour before he was going to be on to let him know that, you know, today's the day. It's just a reminder. And so something happened. And I'm very concerned about it. But, you know, that's what I do. Now, at exactly 9 a.m. Central Time, I'm talking about to the second, I click one of the screens with my mouse to say connect.
Yep.
To GCN. I connect. And that is about within a minute or so of that time, I hear the voice of the engineer. Now, the engineer is doing two things simultaneously. One, he's going to say, hey, Vinny, stand by. I've got your instructor on the line. He's setting up. So can you share with us from your perspective, Patrick, at exactly 9 o'clock, what happens from your perspective, or maybe before 9 o'clock?
Well, I finish up my cigarette, and then I come back downstairs. Hopefully a cup of coffee is still warm. And then I don't know. It's I pull up the screen where I can see your callers and punch in their information as they call in, and pull up the media statistics to see the how the signal is coming in, if there's any problems that come up, and then see, I have you up in the queue so that we can talk like before the show, then basically watch the clock, and as the bumper rolls in, then just bring you up, and then stop the list that has all of the steps of what's going to happen next, where there's like the commercials or the end bumper or whatever else. Have the traffic up to about halfway so that
Tell me what, when you say traffic, explain to our class what that,
like what's gonna be happening next, whether it's a bumper or it's a commercial or something like that.
Okay. Now, a bumper, would you explain, that's our announcer that says,
like the intro.
Now, Vincent Finale.
Right. And the music that goes along with that. And, like the intros and outros and stuff. Different hosts have their own intro music, theme songs and stuff. Yeah.
Now, why do we use introductions to the time that we're going to broadcast? So, for example, let's say the broadcast, we're going to start 7 minutes after the hour. Okay?
Yeah.
Let's say it's news and commercials at the top of the hour from 00 to 07.
Yeah.
Okay. Why? Why do we have a bumper or an intro?
Well, it serves a few different purposes. It's kind of like if you're playing music and you have things mapped out instead of like on a clock, you have it like, you know, 8 bars or 16 bars and you're playing in a band. And so everybody needs a cue of like, we're going to start at this time, this part, and then the next part rolls around and this is going to signal to everyone to switch to this other part. It's like that, so that everyone can be on the same page. It also serves the purpose with the listener of like, oh, a new thing is happening. That's much different than, you know, the top of the hour news or the commercials. It's like, this is this specific person with their own content and their own flavor. And so, yeah.
Now, so all right. So you're sitting in the studio. You and I happen to be in Studio 3. Although I'm remote from Studio 3, you're in Studio 3.
Yeah.
What do you have in front of you? What kind of equipment do you have in front of you?
Two computers. Really, really pretty Allen and Heath mixer.
It's that's top of the line.
Got a lot of channels. It's a GL 2800. You can look that up on Google Images. I really like looking at it. I like coming into work, and I get to play with this all day.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then it's broadcast in mono, so I've got two speakers. One is coming from the ceiling. The other is just off to my right. The one that's in the ceiling is what's going on the air, and the one that is to my right is the cue, so like I can talk with you and hear you, and that's coming out of the cue speaker, like if it's during a break or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And then the two computers, and then the like call center thing off to my left. I've got a telephone and then a second telephone that has like six columns of buttons, like one to have someone on hold, one to have someone on the air, and one to drop the call. And then next to that we have the stack of compressors and an old ISDN machine for, like, I don't know if I'd be able to explain that too well. Yeah, that's basically what's in front of me. And then the rest of the studio, I'm still understanding how that all goes together. But, yeah, it's pretty cool. I like it a lot.
Well, and you do a fabulous job. And, you know, it's kind of, this will be embarrassing, class, but I'll say it anyway. Embarrassing for me. So sometimes I'll be connecting at top of the hour, and I'll say, I'm here. And, you know, that's the first thing I say. And that probably, now that I know how it works, and I just heard it when you did, so that probably gets heard, you know, throughout the Studio 3, you know, Vinny saying that. And now sometimes our engineer may not be there, may be called away to another studio helping, you know, set up another broadcast or something like that. And then so Vinny does this thing. He says, and it happens a lot, you know, when I don't get an immediate response, I'll say something like, oh, I guess I'm not supposed to be here today. I'm off today, right? Yeah, that's it. I'm off today. And I'm hoping that somebody goes, no, don't do that.
Yeah, I mean, but that's pretty normal, though, like for a host to, be talking and making their presence known, mm-hmm. And for an engineer to not be there right away.
Mm-hmm.
So it's nothing to be embarrassed about. I mean, that's kind of funny, like the whole thing of like, oh, maybe I'm not supposed to be here today, but no, that's normal. Some hosts are pretty obnoxious about it.
Oh, jeez.
I don't know.
Wow.
like attention. Maybe that's why they got into radio. I get it.
Well, you know, there's no reason to be obnoxious or anything but pleasant to the guy who's the other half of the broadcast. I mean,
yeah, not everyone gets that. It's fine. We all, you know, respond to that accordingly.
Well, correct me if I'm wrong. Don't you have a mute button?
Yeah.
For them?
Yeah. Also, yeah. Like, it only matters so much because this is just a job. I mean, I'm, like, if a host is going to be obnoxious or rude, I'm still going to do my job. You know?
Yeah.
It's not really...
Well, you're extremely professional. Well, let me ask you this. So, a call comes in.
Yes.
You know, I give out the phone number at the beginning of the broadcast. I'll say, you know, there's a call in line. We'll pay for the call, 866-582-9933. I'll repeat it. And so, the phone rings. What do you do at that point when the phone rings?
Put them on hold. And in your case, let them know. Let you know that they're there.
Okay, and then do you ask them, so where are you calling from, what's your name, and what's this about?
Yeah, it usually has to do with what information the host wants about their guests. Some it's like how they're listening. You know,
all right, hold that thought. We'll be right back.
Hi, my name is Stephen Holstein. In my 20s, I abused stimulants and anabolic steroids to the point where my adrenal glands were shot. I suffered from extreme fatigue and an inability to handle stress. For over 6 years, I have been taking adrenal supplements including herbs, glandulars, vitamin C, and vitamin B5. All these supplements did was treat the symptoms and produced only minimal results. Now, just after 1 month on Synergy One and ADR Medics, I truly feel rejuvenated. I have never felt such relaxation before from any adrenal supplement as I did just 10 minutes after taking ADR Medics. I then noticed Synergy One made me wake up rested and with much more energy. No more hungover, groggy feeling upon arising. I had almost considered going to another country for stem cell therapy as a last resort, but now I truly feel rejuvenated on Synergy One and ADR Medics.
Success happens with synergistic nutrition. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
KD Armor has been on a mission to manufacture the most comfortable body armor on the market, and we've succeeded. With the release of our CQB technology, we now offer the most comfortable, concealable rifle threat body armor available. Things may look good now, but what if you need added protection? Get your very own concealable rifle threat armor today at kdarmor.com. And for a limited time, get all plates at wholesale pricing only at catiarmor.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
KD Armor has been on a mission to manufacture the most comfortable body armor on the market, and we've succeeded. With the release of our CQB technology, we now offer the most comfortable, concealable rifle threat body armor available. Things may look good now, but what if you need added protection? Get your very own concealable rifle threat armor today at KDArmor.com. And for a limited time, get all plates at wholesale pricing. Only at CATIArmor.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why today?
God, you're
take my
when you go to the season. For 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
So, class, this is really fun for me. Patrick is with us. He's a broadcast engineer at GCN. And we realized that our instructor wasn't going to be here for the broadcast. And Patrick said, you know, I can do it. And so here he is, and we're talking about how it works. So, Patrick, a call comes in, and
well,
so
this,
what
this is
do
more
I
interesting,
need to...
though. You had said during the break that the moon landing was a hoax?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm just kind of curious. Like,
okay.
How do you mean?
Well, all right. I taught a class in Virginia in 1993. And my class was selected by the Department of Education to take over the Department of Education's space at the State Fair in Richmond, Virginia. So I had my students, and my students comprised a very interesting class. We manufactured computers in my class, and we sold them, and it was huge. I mean, the classroom was not just a classroom. It was like the size of a gymnasium. The largest room in the school. And just to give you a sense of size and scope, we sold $1,200,000 worth of computers out of our classroom the very first year. So it was a big deal. U.S. congressman came to the class. He heard about it. We didn't say, hey, you think we get a congressman here to see what we're doing? No, he heard about us. We were on the Virginia News Network. We were on the 6 o'clock news, 11 o'clock news. We were on the radio. People were very interested in what we were doing. So we were selected by the Department of Education for the Commonwealth of Virginia to be at the State Fair. And my class was different. I required that all my students wear uniforms and dress, the same, because we were selling $1,000 worth of computers to each customer, you know, computer, printer, software, add it all up, and it was about $1,000. Well, maybe a little less, but not much less. And so I required that they be professional. Part of the training was I'd leave them alone. I'd say, I'll be right back. And I'd be back in a half an hour. Or I'd say I'll be gone for a half an hour and I'd be right back. So I kept my students on edge all the time. So part of that training was to prepare them for thinking on their feet and making decisions on their own without me telling them what to do. So one of the things I would do is I'd go down to the end of the hall where there was a NASA exhibit, and there were these poster-sized photographs. And, I was in my instructor's uniform for the school. And I would look at these photographs, and one of the employees came up to me, a woman dressed in uniform. She said, she was watching me look at them, and I was looking at them intently, staring at each one for a long time. And she kind of thought that was unusual, and she said to me, they're really something, aren't they? And I said, they are. They are. But it's a fake. And she said, what makes you say that? Now, this is not a poster. This is a photograph, okay? A very large photograph. Not a lithograph, a photograph. And I said, well, you know, if you see, if you look right here, you see the astronaut allegedly on the moon, on the surface of the moon. And if you look right here in the gold reflective foil of his helmet lens, see that spot right there? That's the photographer. He doesn't have a spacesuit on. And I said, let's look at this one. It's true. You can find this on the internet. It's true. You can go to Moon Landing Hoax, and you'll see these images I'm talking about. And I said, okay, so let's go to this next one. And there was the lunar lander.
Yeah.
And the lunar lander, you know, has these pads, these disc-shaped pads. So this lander would allegedly use thrust, compressed gas, to slow the descent of the lunar lander to the moon surface. And I said, if you see that? See these pads? There's no dust on them. Now, the moon's gravity is 1/6 that of Earth, and there's not much moisture there. So if you were to get some of the moon dust and try to make a snowball kind of thing out of it, you can't, because there's not enough moisture to hold it together. So if these reverse thrust gas jet engines are blasting downward, there'd be dust everywhere. It would be suspended for months. Now, did somebody dust off these pads? Because there's no dust on them. Okay, that's a good point. And then went to the next one. I said, see this astronaut? He's tethered out here. They're doing a flyby, and he's tethered to the spacecraft. And he's in the foreground. The spacecraft is in the background. Who took the picture?
Oh, it was on one of the legs of the lunar module.
Yeah.
That's the story, anyway.
Yeah. And she said, you're right. It was done at a stage. Years later, I just, by chance, met the guy who took the photographs in Houston. It's true.
Wow.
That it was it's a hoax. It's a hoax. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Snyder Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.